And that's exactly what is needed in each of our lives. And it's got to be a prayer of faith. You understand that. It's not just the religious exercise of praying, but praying in faith, believing. And for yourself, for your family, for our church, and for Fort Worth, and yes, even the Metroplex, for our nation. For our nation, we've drifted so far, but I'm casting my faith on Billy Graham's insight that he says America shall be saved. Don't ask me how, but all things are possible with God. Hallelujah. All things are possible. But I want to err on the side of believing that a greater harvest is coming. And I believe that with all my heart. I'll tell you what, guys. Why don't you bring a stool down here and bring, I'm going to come on down to that level. And I want to read, if you can start turning with me in your Bibles, to Jeremiah 33:3. That's God's phone number. Jeremiah 33:3. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's pull that back here a little bit. There we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to just get down there where we are here tonight. I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah 33:3. We're going to have you help us pray tonight. And when prayer goes up, God comes down, right? When prayer goes up, God comes down. Call unto me, Jeremiah 33:3. Prayer, prayer, and more prayer. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel. I'm going to read just half this verse. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city. I want us to claim the houses of this city. Amen. Where people live, families, wherever someone lives, whether they be single or married, we pray over the houses, the condos, the apartments, whatever you want to call it, of people. Because when prayer goes up, God comes down. I said, when prayer goes up, God comes down. We had very definite times of prayer in the post office building. Then we moved downtown, and when I went through that building, and I was looking it over, and it was a fascinating building because it was tons bigger than anything we'd ever had, from a 200-seat auditorium to a 2,000-seat auditorium downtown. Of course, now we're uptown, praise the Lord. But before the storm came and destroyed that piece of property, I went up in that tower. It used to be they had bells up there at one time. The bells had gone somewhere, I don't know. But when I walked up the stairway, it's about five or six stories up, I said, this is where our prayer ministry is going to be. It just came out of my spirit. This is where it's going to be. And my wife and several of the ladies prayed for a number of years. In fact, the power tower actually was birthed up in the tower of our former properties downtown. And now, thank God, upstairs we have the International Prayer Center, and we have a pulpit. The pulpit, actually, that Jonathan Edwards preached over so many times. It's a fascinating thing to see things that were in that tower that when the whole wall disappeared, that the praying man survived. You say, what survived the storm? This pulpit survived the storm. This pulpit was still standing when the storm was over. Scratched up a little bit, but it was still standing. Praise God. And that Hammond organ over there survived the storm. Don't ask me how, but it did. It destroyed. And we're in our chapel, and then in the music room, we had three grand pianos, and two of those were destroyed. The one that wasn't is the one that's in the chapel right now. It's a Steinway, and then God blessed us with this beautiful instrument that we have here through insurance. And so God's helped us and blessed us. But just to think upstairs that people are praying and people receive calls from all over the world as well as locally, that you can call in and someone can pray, that's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful, wonderful ministry And it's an outreach ministry of this church. And at the time that we started, there was no other organization that I'm aware of that did that. Now, thank God, some of the larger ministries have picked up on that, and there are some good, there's good. I don't know everything about everything, but I know, thank God, it's happening. Tonight, prayer, and more prayer. The prayer of faith will save the sick. The prayer of faith can help bring a mighty moving of God. The prayer of faith can bring a harvest of souls. The prayer of faith can release miracles in people's lives. The prayer of faith can call in finances for precious people that need that. And so there's any number of ways. Whatever man needs, prayer will do that. Of course, it has to be obedience on our part. So I'm just excited. By the way, had the privilege of meeting a new guest tonight. Jimmy, God bless you, sir. Didn't even get your last name, but I got to shake hands with him. I believe you moved from Kansas City. Is that right? Okay, well, good to have you, sir. Come back to see us, and we appreciate you coming out this evening. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God. You know, there's several things we need to pray about tonight. Let's pray for the boys and girls. Let's pray for boys and girls. And I want Robert and Pam to come up here and lead us in. Robert, I believe you're here, right? You are here. Come up and pray for our children tonight. You know, Jesus specialized in kids. And kids love Jesus. The disciples had to fight the kids off because they wanted to come be with Jesus. And he said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of God. You know, we're so blessed. You look at what happens to children in other nations. There's some terrible things that are going on in our world today. But thank God this is a lighthouse for children and for their safety, their salvation, and that they'll grow up and become men and women of God. Brother Robert, lead us. And you just join in with us in prayer as we pray.
Amen. Amen. Father, I stand up tonight for the children, not only of this church, but of the city, of this nation, Father. As I've seen hundreds and hundreds of thousands of kids come through this church, Father, I thank you, Lord, that each one of them that comes through have been receiving the Word of God, Father. As we put the Word of God in them, as Proverbs 22:6 says, that we train the child in the way it should go. When it's older, will not depart from it. This Word that goes into them, Father, I thank you, Lord, that it does not return void. It accomplished the goals that it's sent to accomplish, Father. I thank you, Lord, that every one of the children of this city, Father, you put a protective hedge around them, Father, protecting them from the evil desires of evil men and evil women, Father. We thank you, Lord, that their parents will rise up and be like that mother bear, Father, protecting that cub, Father, that they will see the enemy coming and they will thwart the attacks of the enemy, Father, by coming to the house of God, Father. We're sending out these buses to bring children into the house of God, bringing the parents to get them trained, Father. So, Lord, I thank you that your word, as we put it in, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, Father, these children are receiving it. It's becoming the foundation of their future life, Father, the foundation of this city, the foundation of their future, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it becomes a concrete foundation, that nothing can have them sway from the right to the left, away from the Word of God. We thank you, Father, for every parent, that you give them the wisdom, you give them the knowledge, the understanding to know exactly what they need, for every child to be able to minister to every child, Father. We thank you, Lord, for touching them, that they have the knowledge to know, and that their houses are filled with all those precious and pleasant riches, the children, Father, and the peace and the love and the joy in the houses. So give those parents the ability to know what to do to raise those children up. Give the educators the ability to know how to raise the children up. We pray for that Calvary Christian Academy, Father, that the teachers there will have the complete and total desire, the love for every child, to raise them up, to be born again, spirit-filled, on fire for God Christians, Father, going out winning souls and raising their families up to do the same, Father. We thank you, Lord. Each educator that's in there that's teaching godly wisdom and teaching godly precepts, we ask that you bless them, Father. Strengthen them, whether it's a teacher or whether it's a parent, Father. We ask that you bless them, each and every one of them, in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. Is Nicole... Nicole still here in the altar? Nicole, would you come and pray over Calvary Christian Academy next door? One of our teachers, a graduate of our school, and God's blessed her. She's gone on, has her degrees to teach, and what a blessing you are, Nicole. Let's just pray for a mighty stirring and moving of God in the lives of the children and the teachers. We just can't have too much of that. Just however your heart tells you to pray.
Lord, we're so grateful for Calvary Christian Academy. God, we thank you so much for the vision that this house has had for that school and the protection that you've had over our school all these years, God. We're just so grateful that you've given us this opportunity to minister to young people. Lord, we're so thankful for our jobs. God, I thank you that we can come to a place that's so peaceful and we can impact change that's going to last a lifetime. And Lord, I just pray for our students right now that you would just ignite inside of them just a settled and understanding of who you are, Father, and the plan that you have for their lives, that it's to bless them and to prosper them, Father. Lord, I thank you that they'll discover you at our school, Father, that they will know who you are and they'll fall in love with Jesus, Father, just like I did in that school, God, that they would fall in love with you, know who you are, and understand what you've called them to do, Lord. I thank you for constant revelation, Father, of your power and your grace in their lives, Father. I thank you that as long as they live on this earth, they will live righteous and holy lives that are pleasing to you, Father. Lord, I speak strength over their families, God, over the parents of CCA, Father. I thank you for giving them the finances and the wisdom to keep their children at our school, Father. Lord, I thank you for opening doors for these families, Lord, that they will just understand the vision for Christian education and the mandate for it, Father. And I just thank you for constant revelation with our parents, that they'll have a new understanding of the importance of our school and what we do, Father. Lord, I thank you for the teachers and for the administration. Lord, we pray for Miss Tidwell, and I thank you for the way you've used her and blessed her, Father. Lord, I thank you for just giving her strength even now tonight, Father, that you're giving her sweet strength and peace and rest, Father, and that you're just working all things together for the good, Lord. I thank you for what she's meant to our school and just how she's pioneered this school for us, Father. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom that you've given her. And we just speak blessings over her life, over the teachers, Father. Lord, I thank you for continuing to give us wisdom on how to reach every student, how to meet every need, Father, that we would see each individual need, Father, and how to teach each individual student, Lord, that you would help us to inspire our students to know you and to know more about the things of God, Father, to settle in their hearts an understanding of who you are. We're so grateful for Calvary Christian Academy. I don't know where I would be, Father, if you had not put me in that school. We're so grateful for that school. So grateful for the vision, Father. We thank you so much for CCA and how it's going to impact our city and how it will change families, Father, that it's not just about the students in our classrooms, but it's about their children and their grandchildren and the people they will impact, Father. That it's for generations to come, a people not yet created. That CCA is for a people not yet created. We're so grateful, Father. We are so grateful for the opportunity to be there, Father. Thank you for my job. Thank you for putting me there. We're so grateful for CCA. We just speak your protection and your blessings over that school. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. 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 I want Robbie Foster to come and lead us in prayer for the junior high age young people. And just pray for those that are here and those that we call them in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Robbie, if you'd lead us in that prayer. Now, folks, we're not just throwing words up in the air. We are praying in faith, believing. That's why I'm praying in faith, believing. And so we agree. You pray and we agree.
Thank you, Lord. We cry out, Lord, for the junior high. Not only that are at this church, but those that are called that aren't here yet, Father, for those that have been through here and have been sent out, Lord. We just cry out, Father, for them, that they will grasp on to the things that are being taught and shown here, Father. I thank you for a new hunger, a new desire for the things of you, not just show up on Wednesday and leave, but that it becomes a lifestyle, Father. I thank you that you're giving them a new grasp of what it is to be Jesus, what it is to live like Jesus. Father, we cry out for this generation that they'll grasp it now so that when they get into high school, that they just keep on trucking, Lord. I thank you, Father, that we are not only stimulating them, not only showing them what's in the Bible, but we're equipping them with what they are to do. Father, we call it now. We call those kids ready now, Father. We are equipping them, Father, and we just thank you that the seed that we are planting will show fruit. And it'll multiply, that it'll spill over, not just at this, not just at Calvary, but when these kids that come here to go to public schools, that it'll spill over into their classrooms, that it'll spill over on their campuses, that it'll spill over into their teachers, Father, that they're going to be changers, not followers, they'll be leaders. Father, I thank you for the group that you've given, Father. I thank you that you're growing it, that you're strengthening it, that you're leading and guiding us to keep them on track and keep them hungry and keep them ready and keep that fire. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they are seeing firsthand what witnessing is, what outreach is, what the church is. I thank you, Lord, that it's more than just 10 steps to being a solid Christian, Father. We cry for real, real relationship. We cry out for real change. I thank you, Father, for the kids that we've already seen change, but Father, we cry out for more. More. We cry out for these kids, Lord, that before they get into the world that's full of perversion and influence, Father, that they will bury your word so deep in their heart that nothing will be able to uproot it, that nothing will be able to get them off track, that nothing will be appealing except for the things of you. I thank you, Lord, that you are showing them who you are and that you're giving them real experiences so the world doesn't even look appetizing. It doesn't even look appealing. I thank you, Father, for planting that now, establishing it now. We just cry out that now is the time. Lord, give them an appreciation for time and understand that this is the time, that this is the time, that it's not wasted time, that it's not time for five stories about Jonah and David, but it's real Holy Ghost stimulated, amazing services where these kids will never be the same. I thank you, Lord, that these young adults are being equipped and being prepared. And that you're softening their hearts to carry on the move, carry on the burden of this church, Lord. I thank you that every, from the kids, the children's church, all the way to the top, Father, that we will get in line, Father, that we will line up behind the will and the plan and the vision of this ministry and of this church, and that we will be the engine, that we will push, and we will create change. I thank you, Lord, that now is the time. Father, I thank you. You've made them young, but they're ready. They're ready. And Father, we just speak growth. We just speak growth. We just speak growth. Not only in them, but Father, in the youth and in the college and career age, Father, we just cry out for growth. We speak it. We speak it. Lord, the seed has been planted. So now, Father, we just say we're ready to reap that harvest. We're going to go out and we're going to push until it happens. Kore ki shtidi di ki. Koro kore nene me ki shtidi di ki. Ore de de ki anono kore de de. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you're preparing me and the group I work with, Father, to be nothing but catalyst, just to start a fire in these kids, to start a fire that will not be quenched, that the world cannot quench. Kore ki shtidi di ki. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Dan Kraft, I want you to come and pray over the senior high school age, if you will.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost over the young people, the high schoolers. Even now, as they're out doing what they're doing, pray that the Holy Ghost will begin to touch them. Ibro monongo Even if you don't have a young person, pray for the young people. Lord, we thank you, God, that the young people of this church are Christ-like young people, God, that they're on fire for God. Lord, we just declare in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they have a heart for nothing but you, God, that no other passion, Father God, that they have one passion, Father God, and that is for you, Lord. We thank you for revival in the homes, Father God. I thank you that who they are at home is who they really are. And we thank you for revival in the homes of the young people of this church, that parents and young people, Father God, you're bringing reconciliation where there needs to be reconciliation. You're bringing repentance where there needs to be repentance. Father God, you're bringing change where there needs to be change. I thank you you're returning the hearts of the fathers to the young people and the young people to their fathers. Lord, we thank you for that respect and that honor, Father God, that young people need these days, Father. I thank you that people will see the difference. God, that you're raising up the Shadrachs, the Meshachs, the Abednegoes. God, you're raising up the Daniels and the Joseph. God, we just thank you that you're raising up a generation to stand against the culture that would try to come in and say that right is wrong and wrong is right. Lord, we just thank you for the strength and the boldness upon our young people, Father God, like never before. Lord, that same anointing that was on David, Father God, to be able to kill Goliath, to stand up when older people wouldn't, to stand up when others wouldn't, Father God. I thank you for that strength and that boldness to rise up on the inside of the younger ones, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that they'll be able to say, I've been young, and that someday they'll be old, and they've seen a lot of things, but Lord, that you never forsake them, Father God, that you never forsake them. I thank you for a strong faith, God, that's born of the heart of God, the faith of God on the inside of our young people, Lord, so that they can stand secure. Then we say, blessed are the young people of this church that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Lord, I thank you that at that age, Father God, when they have choices to make of who they're going to go with, God, they're going to choose the right friends, Father God. I thank you for sending the right friends across the young people's path of this church, Father God, and that they'll be the right friends to each other, Lord, encouraging friends, God, that they'll walk not in the path of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. And we thank you, Lord, that you're touching their hearts, speaking to them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, that if they even start to veer off a little bit, Father God, by your Spirit, you speak to them and they get back on track, Father God. I thank you, Lord, you use them to be a spark in their family, Father God, not a drag spiritually in their family. God, but God, we thank you that they'll be a plus, Father God, spiritually in their family, that they'll encourage and motivate their family to serve God, to love God, and to do what's right. And we thank you, Father God, that the young people of this church have words that speak only right things, and their hearts only think right things, Father God, that the meditation of their heart, Father God, will be for right things. Lord, that the words of their mouth will be for right things. And we thank you for that, God, that you're blessing the young people of this church, Father God, and raising them up a generation bold for you, strong for you, and doing great things. God, we pray in more. Lord, we pray for more. Help me right now and just pray for more young people to come into this church that have a heart for God. Young people that are saying, we don't want just games. We don't want just parties. Those are great. Those are fine. But we want God more than anything in our life. Be praying with me that young people will come in and say, we're hungry for God more than anything. More than anything. We want God. We're hungry for him. We need you more, Lord, in the youth of this nation, Father God. And we thank you for that. Lord, we thank you. You're raising up laborers, Father God, to bring in the youth. Father God, young people that are on fire for you and want to link up with us, Father God, and to do what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. God, praise God. Glenn Tidwell, I want you to come, brother. I want you to come, if you will. Amen. And let's lift our heart to the Lord and pray for this new start and new adventure that you're involved with right now. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord.
Well, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to be able to minister to this age group and to this demographic in our church. We thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon each and every individual in this church and that age group. Father, we just ask you for growth in that age group in this church. Father, that you would just bring people in their 20s to come into this church and be a part of this body of believers, the ones that you want to be here and that you are calling to be here. We just thank you, Lord, that you're bringing them in. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, over every single one of them. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom in their lives. Father, we thank you that you're protecting and watching over them at this volatile time in their lives, a time when they're making so many decisions. Father, we thank you for your protection, for your wisdom. Lord, those that are in the university, we thank you, Lord, that they will be not be knocked around by every wind and wave and everything that would come against them and come against the foundation that they have in Christ. And we just thank you, Lord, that you're watching over them, that you're shining your light on their path. You're opening up doors, giving them wisdom, giving them direction. Father, we thank you that you're showing them what to do with that youthful energy that they have, Father. You're giving them opportunities by your Holy Spirit to reach out and to be a part of what's going on in this church, what's going on in the body of Christ as a whole, which is to reach out and to help those people who are hurting and who are without Christ. We thank you, Lord, that your vision is going to be birthed on the inside of each and every one of them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom to know how to proceed in this ministry. Father, we just want to give it to you. We want to dedicate it to you and just know that you are the one in charge. And we want to be sensitive to your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for tender hearts towards you. We pray especially for those in that age group who are maybe on the margins, who are not sure where they want to be or where they should be or what they need to be thinking, what they need to be doing. We just pray for them. We just ask, Lord, that you would just bring them in close to your heart, that you would minister to them by your Spirit, Father. We thank you for the wisdom and the understanding that we need in order to proceed in ministering to the people in this age group. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, and we love you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Tony, can you come? I want you to have Marin just come and stand with you. Praise the Lord. We'll pray for the marriages, the families of Calvary, believing that God is raising up strong men to be the spiritual high priest of their home, and that there's divine order in every home, and people coming in, praise God, to be a part of it.
Amen. Miriam, you'll come up. Can I ask, Jay, would you stand up with us and Phil and Susan? This is the Conquerors Club team, and boy, what a great idea Pastor had. God gave Pastor that idea. This is the team. We're just going to stand in faith for you right now and believe God for marriages. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we just thank you for all that you have already been doing in marriages. God, we thank you. We're so thankful for what you've already been doing in Conquerors Club. Thank you for blessing marriages, Lord. We just reach out to you now, God, and we say, just continue that work, we pray. We just call in couples, married couples who are in this church and this congregation that have not yet come by Conquerors Club. We just put a Holy Ghost tug on them right now in Jesus' name. We say, come on in from every direction in Jesus' name. We just speak blessings over the marriages represented in this congregation. Godly marriages. We just speak godliness and holiness to marriages. We thank you, God, that your anointing is able to keep marriages on track, to help marriages go the distance. We thank you that your word is able to keep marriages on track. And we thank you for the word that's coming forth in Conquerors Club. We thank you that that word is heard, that it is planted, that it is growing up by the Holy Ghost. We're watering it by our prayers even tonight. And we thank you, God, that marriage maintenance is happening and marriages are being changed and turned around. Impossible situations are not impossible with God. Tough situations are not too tough with God. We thank you, God, that you're doing a work in the marriages. You're doing a work in the couples. We thank you, God, that your word is reigning true. We thank you, God, that your word is reigning true. Now, we thank you, Lord God. There are plenty of other marriages out there that need marriage maintenance, and we just speak to them right now, and we just call them in. We call you in Jesus' name. We call you in. And we thank you, Lord, that you are causing Conquerors Club to be a blessing to this entire ministry. We thank you, Lord, that as the home goes, as children go, as marriages go, so goes the church of the living God. We thank you, God, that it's your design, your idea, that marriages be strong and on track in the Word of God, filled with the Holy Ghost and moving forward, that children are obedient to their parents. God, we thank you that this is the time, God, that you do a work in the hearts of men and women, God, that you cause that desire to be inside women, inside wives, to be that godly woman in the household. And at the same time, God, we just pray that you just put that desire in the heart of godly men to be that man of God, to stand up in the home and lead those families, lead those households in godliness, the way you designed and created it in your Word, the way you intended it to be. We thank you for it, God. We release these things by faith right now in Jesus' name, and we just speak blessings over the married couples. And just while I've got the microphone, I just speak the blessings of God over you, Pastor, and over Joy. You are a married couple, and we just speak the blessings of God over your marriage. We thank you, God, for what you've done in them. Thank you for the great example they are to all these couples into this ministry. We just speak the blessings of Almighty God over you in Jesus' name, and we thank you. Thank you, God, for all you've done in Pastor Bob Joy and Joy Nichols in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Lord, I just thank you for all that you are doing or you're already started in the marriages in our church. Lord, I just pray for you to continue the work, Lord, and keep people's hearts tender towards you, Father God, that they'll be able to receive what you have for them and to see that it's good. It's a good plan that you have for their lives, for their marriages, for their children. I thank you, Lord, that you have better plans for us than we can even imagine ourselves, Lord. Lord, help us to receive that and to walk in that in Jesus' name. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. 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 Brother Johnny Macon, I want you to come and there we go. Pray over all of our music. Just pray over all of our music, musicians, praise singers. Just open your heart. We appreciate Brother Johnny Macon so very much.
Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just give you glory, honor, and praise for the anointing in this house. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you've brought in singers, that you brought in musicians that are anointed, that cry out to you, that love you, that put you first. And in Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you for the moving of your Spirit. Father, we declare in Jesus' name that this is a place where the Holy Ghost moves, where the Holy Ghost heals and touches lives and changes people. Father, we thank you that the music that comes forth is pure. Father, that it is lovely. We thank you, God, that as we lift up your name, as the musicians and the singers lift up your name, Father, that your presence fills this place. Father, in Jesus' name, we just commit everything that we have to you. Every singer, every musician, Father, we thank you that they play skillfully. Father, that they sing under the anointing, that they hear your voice. And Father, we thank you that as we lift up your name, Father, that you move in a mighty way. Father, we thank you for revival. We thank you, Father, that as we usher in your presence, that there is a move of your Spirit in this place. Father, that it changes everything that needs to be changed, turns around everything that needs to be turned around. Father, we thank you right now for the excellency of the moving of your Spirit in this place, the excellency of the singer, of the singers and their singing, the excellency of the musicians, the excellency of the instruments in this place. Father, you've called us forth for such a time as this, to go forth and, Father, and to lead others, Father, before you. Father, so we don't take that, Father, lightly, but, Father, we prepare ourselves beforehand. I decree in the name of Jesus, Father, that as we enter into your presence, as musicians and as singers begin to enter into your presence, Father, that we cast everything aside. Father, every disappointment, every heartache, Father, everything that would detract us, that would gain our attention and have us to go a different way. Everything that will cause us to focus on anything else but you. Because, Father, in Jesus' name, I declare that we hear your voice. We hear your voice. We hear your voice in the name of Jesus. And, Father, what we hear, we speak. What we hear, we sing in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that you belong, to you belong all the glory. To you belong all the praise for what you're doing in the music ministry of Calvary Cathedral in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak forth increase. 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 Increase in the name of Jesus. Increase in the anointing. Increase in the prosperity. Increase in the giftings. Increase in the excellency of the musicians and the singers. So, Father, that we flow as one. Father, we declare in Jesus' name that as we enter in, Father, we're just part of a great move that you're doing in this place. And so, Father, we thank you right now that we are synced in to the word. We are synced in, Father, to leadership. And, Father, we thank you right now that your will be done in this place. Your will be done in this place. We declare that this is a place of worship. This is a place of praise. This is a place where the Holy Ghost is welcome. This is a place where God moves. Father, we thank you right now that the singers and the musicians are revived, that they are yielded to you. That they're yielded to you. That they're yielded to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that as we worship and as we praise your name, that miracles come forth, that healings come forth, that deliverance come forth, that the captive is set free in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare that we are like a green olive tree in the house of the Lord. We trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. And Father, we thank you that we are united with pastor and with the vision. And Father, we thank you that the musicians, the singers, all flow as one with the vision of the house in the name of Jesus. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Charlie, I want you to come and I want us to call in men and women that are in the business world or have businesses or whatever. You know, at the top can be one of the most lonely places in the world, but I want you to just, let's reach out and just call in people of ability and business and blessing, that they'll come in and God will feed them and sustain them and help them, and they'll find not only a safe harbor, but a harbor of inspiration and blessing.
Amen. Father, we do. We call in businessmen. We call in those, oh God. We call in those that need a word from the Lord. We call in the entrepreneurs, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for entrepreneurs and businessmen. Father, we thank you for raising entrepreneurs up right here in this fellowship. And we thank you, Father God, for entrepreneurs coming in from outside, those that need a good church home, those that are already born again and spirit-filled and coming in, those that need to get born again, those that need the Holy Ghost, oh God. We call them in the name of Jesus. We call those finances in right now in the name of Jesus. We bless those businessmen, oh God. We bless those businesswomen, oh God. We bless them in the name of Jesus. We call them in and we say, you are blessed. We thank you, oh God, that as they sow, oh God, that they will reap. We thank you, oh God, for raising up people, giving people, Father God, in this house, witty inventions, giving people in this house, oh God, supernatural favor, giving those that are coming in favor and wisdom and understanding, oh God. Father, we thank you for businessmen and women that have understanding of their times, oh God, that they come in and they have understanding of their times, oh God, that they know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, oh God, that they say nothing more and nothing less but what they're supposed to say, oh God. Let's pray for that group of people right now, businessmen and women, not only raised up in this house, but coming in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost over that group of men and women right now in Jesus' name. Father, we call them in. from the north, the south, the east, and west. We thank you, oh God, for raising them up right here in our midst in Jesus' name. And we pray for them. Come on and lift your voice and pray over them right now in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, business men and women, oh God, that once they get into this house, once they find that seed time and harvest is a spiritual law, it's not a natural law, God, that they prosper and be in health, even as their soul prospers. I thank you, oh God, for prosperity. We agree with your word in the book of Psalms that says, prosperity, send now. Send prosperity now to your people in this house. Send prosperity now for those that are coming in. Send prosperity now, oh God, we pray in Jesus' name. Bless your people, oh God. Bless those coming in. God, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I want you to come and pray over our Bible school. The Yeagers work as hard as anyone I've ever seen work. And they're precious, but in they're not being here right now. Just pray over our Bible school. Let's call in students and just call in a greater move of God's Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just lift up the Giggers to you right now, Father. We just thank you, God, for the wisdom of God upon them, Lord. We thank you, God, for the vision of God and the vision of this house for the Bible College, Lord. We declare thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thank you, God, for the same spirit of revival that's in this house as in that Bible College. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We say, Holy Ghost, you are welcome. Hallelujah. You are welcome in the Bible College. Hallelujah. And Father, we just call in students from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. Hallelujah. We thank you for increase, God. Every kind of increase in the Bible College, God. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, God. Increase, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that the Word of God has free course in the Bible College. Hallelujah. We thank you that we have a Holy Ghost Bible College. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for signs and wonders and miracles in the Bible College. We thank you for financial increase, God, in the Bible College. The students there are blessed. Hallelujah. They are blessed coming in and they are blessed going out. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for revelation and understanding. We thank you for wisdom, God. We thank you, God, again, the Word of God having free course. We thank you, God, for ears to hear the powerful anointing of God upon the hearers of your Word, God, that will bring forth much fruit in their lives, God. We thank you, God, for the students, God, that are even international students, Father. We call them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It goes out in the highways, in the byways, in every way. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for streaming. We thank you, God, for correspondence students, God. We just thank you for increase in that college, Lord. We thank you. We pray for all of the teachers there, Father. We just thank you for your precious anointing upon them, God. And we thank you, God, for the Word of God there, Father, and the precious Holy Spirit, Lord. We just thank you, God, for increase. We thank you, God, for that revelation, knowledge, and understanding, God. And we just thank you for the Word of God. Hallelujah. It's life unto those that find it. Hallelujah. It's health to all our flesh, Lord. We just thank you for the Word of God there. And Father, we just thank you for blessing that college, God. Just supernatural signs and wonders and miracles in the Bible College. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Well, we have two or three more areas. Brother David King, would you come and just release your faith and we'll believe with you for a continued spirit of revival, even on a higher plane. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We stir up the fires of personal revival right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we declare that you are first and foremost in our life. Above anything else that we're believing for, above everything that we're praying for, Jesus, you are greater than the answer. We put you first and foremost, Lord. You are the baptizer in the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptize us afresh and anew in the fire of the Holy Ghost and the joy of the Spirit of God. You are the baptizer. Baptize us afresh and anew in the spirit of revival, the fire of the Holy Ghost, and the joy of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Pour it out, Spirit of God. Pour it out, Spirit of God. Oh, shake everything that can be shaken in the heart of every believer. Let the fire burn on the inside of us. Greater than before, greater than ever before. Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Burn inside of our hearts. Oh, Rabba Karraba, we stir it up on the inside of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. It's burning like a bonfire here in this house. Burning like a bonfire here in this house. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, lambrambrambreya, sangalambrambrambreya. Burning like a bonfire here in this house in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do it the way you want to do it. Hallelujah. We just scrap our mindset of how it needs to be done. Do it the way you want to do it, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We release our faith to how you want to do it, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'm going to come through the front door, come through the back door. Lord, do it how you want to do it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you that that spirit of revival will multiply all the good things going on here at Calvary Cathedral. I declare the spirit of revival fire will multiply the power tower. I declare the spirit of revival fire will multiply the outreach. It'll multiply the Bible college. It'll multiply the junior high. It'll multiply the children's ministry. It'll multiply the high school ministry. It'll multiply the college ministry. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Jordan, I want you to come, and we're going to believe that every child of every family in Calvary, household salvation or household return, whatever, we're believing that every child in every family is going to be an on-fire child of God. Amen. Praise God. You got to come up here, though. Yes. Praise God. She was agreeing with me back in her seat there. We're believing for every child of every family that the fire of God will burn. The will of God be done.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you that you love the little children. Oh, yeah. Let the little children come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know closest thing to Jesus is a baby. Hallelujah. So pure, so pure, so pure. Thank you, Lord. We love the little children. We just call them in right now in the name of Jesus. Kiri bara baka shutra mikiti ke shishi baka tabakale bara ke shutra mikiti ke shun kor baka shanta mikeli bara ke shutra mikiti ke shishi baka tabakale bara ke shata bakare bara ke shun kiri bara baka shutra mikiti ke shishi baka tabakale bara baka shutra mikata baka I've never seen anyone be touched like the little children. Hallelujah. A little child shall lead them. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that Cindy Jacobs came and she said that the children would be touched here. It would be the children. It would be the children's department. It would be the youth. And we thank you, Lord. We just pray that in, Lord, your Holy Spirit, that we would yield as a staff over here in Calvary, the teachers, that we would let the Spirit of God flow on these children, that we would not hold back. We would not hold back. When they are touched, we will let them be touched. Thank you, Jesus. Whenever they get touched, we know that they have a spirit of obedience through the Holy Spirit. One touch from the Holy Spirit can bring 3 weeks of obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the staff yields to that. The teachers yield to that. Everyone there yields to that. Thank you, Lord. They'll be touched. As Pam and Robert come in, they will be touched. That the Holy Spirit will fall on them. They will be touched. If they want to fall out, they'll fall out. They'll just call on the name of Jesus like they did in my art room. They just said, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And I said, why are you crying? Why are you crying? They just kept me in touch. They said, my little niece, she 3 days ago, she died. My little cousin died. There was my cousin. And I just want to pray for my family. Oh, and on they went. They were so hurt. Things that happened in their family. My grandmother was murdered, and I was going, oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. But their hearts were so touched, and they just prayed for each other. It was just so beautiful. Lord, we just receive that. We just yield to that. We just thank you for it, Lord. Your touch in this church, in the Calvary School, at the homes, we thank you, Lord. Your Holy Spirit fall on these children and that they be touched. And afterwards, they're just laughing and just so free. And the teacher said for 3 weeks, they were just obedient. She laid them out on the floor and they just called on the name of Jesus for an hour or so. And they were so obedient, she said, for the next 3 weeks. Nothing touched them more than just yielding to the Holy Spirit and receiving it. And like little Trinity said, I said, why are you crying, Trinity? She said, the Holy Spirit touched me, and the tears just come streaming out of my eyes and pouring down my face. It was so precious. Thank you, Lord. We just believe you for that, Lord, just the softening of the lives of these children through the yielding to the Holy Spirit and just receiving you, sweet Holy Spirit. For there's no sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of the Holy Spirit as he touches you, changes you. 5 minutes, his touch will change you. We receive that, Lord, and we believe you for it. And you're raising up generals, future generals over in that school. We thank you for it, Lord. I see it in them. I see it in these kids. They're just awesome. And they're just waiting for that touch, and it's going to change them. Thank you. That Jonathan Edwards anointing falling on that school prayer revival, that Jonathan Edwards prayer revival falling on that school, we call it in just like Cindy Jacobs said, we call it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we do what Pastor said. Some are coming, some are going. But as for me, I just keep on mowing. I love that.
Praise Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Janice. I'd like Brother Troy to come up. We're going to bring this to a close in a few moments, but we're just going to release our faith that outreach will continue and grow and expand. Hallelujah. This is a moving of the Holy Spirit, and we reverence that, we respect that, and let's just call in a greater harvest.
Bura manaya turi arandara manaya tundara manaya turi arandara badaya kura badabasa kuri arandara mandu romba romba mama tadabasa luli alunda ramanaya runda romono mosakari arunda ramanaya lunda ramanaya randara manaya runda ramanaya bura rabasa tura badar. Lord, I just pray for the church right now, Father God, because your word says that the harvest is ripe. So don't pray to the Lord for the harvest.
harvest, but pray for the laborers, Father God. So I just call in laborers right now, Father God, from the north, from the south, from the east and the west, other churches, Father God. I call them in by the multitudes, by the droves, by the hundreds and by the tens of thousands. Father God, I just pray for every church in America right now that the flame of the Holy Ghost would just burn in these churches and that they would either get right or they'd get shut down. That they'd either go after the harvest, that they'd go after the things of God, or that they would just close their doors, Father God. That this is not the time for the lukewarm church. That this is not the time for the cold church. But this is the time for the red hot church. This is the time for the church that's on fire. That's a firebrand for the things of God. Father God, we just call in that harvest right now, Father God. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. That the fires of the Holy Ghost would just come and sweep across this land, Father God. That the church would just wake up to the power of God that's on the inside of them, Father God. That everywhere that they would go, that the church would realize that they are the dominant force, that they have all the power and authority in heaven, that they step out and they just take dominion over this earth, that God's already restored the blessing through Jesus Christ, that same power that Adam had in the garden before he sinned, that God has restored that same power, that wherever the sole of our foot would tread, that he would give it unto us. In fact, that he's already given it unto us, but we just need to go forth and we need to take the land. We need to go forth and we just need to bring the word of God to the land, that these people's hearts are ready, that they're open, that they're receptive, that the harvest truly is ripe. Don't say 4 months and the harvest is ready, but lift up your eyes and now is the time for the harvest. Today is the day of salvation, that multitudes and multitudes are in the valley of decision. I thank you for it, Father God, that you move on the hearts of the people to bring this harvest in, Father God, that this isn't just a flavor of the week, that this isn't just the new thing that's happened in Christianity, but in fact that this is what you've designated to happen, that on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Ghost fell for the reason of the harvest, that the power is for a purpose, that the power of God was not just so people could feel good and sit in a pew, but the power of God was designed to empower the people of God to bring in the harvest, Father God. So we thank you for that fresh move of the Holy Ghost in the church today, not so people can sit around and have a bless me club, but so that we could be ignited for the harvest, so that we could bring the fires of revival to the lost and dying world, that people could experience the power of God, not just here in the church, but outside the church, that people could get healed outside the church, that people could get delivered outside the church, that people could get set free outside the church. I thank you for it, Father God. We just thank you right now. We call in churches. We call in churches. We call them in, Father God, from around this city, from around this state, from around this nation. Lord, we pray for every single church right now that claims to be a Christian church, that we pray for them right now, Father God, that the Holy Ghost would just have their way in every one of the staff members, in every single one of the pastors, that every single one of them would have a fresh revelation of Acts 1:8, Father God, that they would all have a fresh revelation of go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of Mark 16, Father God. We thank you for it, that they would have a fresh revelation that Jesus came not to establish a building or an organization, but Jesus came that we might have communion again with you, Father. That Jesus came so we would have a relationship, that we could bring others into that relationship with you, Father God. So we thank you right now that the church is awakened to this glorious, glorious, glorious heavenly treasure that we have inside this earthen vessel, Father God. I pray right now that the church just becomes super abundantly thankful for the power that they have access to, that they become super abundantly thankful for what you have paid for them, that you've already done it all, that it is finished from heaven's perspective, and that it's time for the church to just be the church and to step up. We thank you for it, Father God. I thank you for it right now in faith, believing, hallelujah. I know that wherever I pray, as long as I have one other person that will agree with me in prayer, that will have whatever we ask for, Father God, that here you are in our midst, Father God, and I know there's at least one other agreeing with me right now, Father God, and we believe that we receive it right now. Lord, I see the church rising up. I see every time we go into Walmart, that every time, man, people are coming up at us to us, asking us if anyone's ever told us God loves us and has a plan for our life, that everywhere we go, every place of business, we hear the gospel being preach, people praying over their meals. Oh, I see it now, Father God. I see it now. Every restaurant, before the food is served, that families are holding hands, that they're bowing their heads at the table, that they're giving thanks to their Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for it, Father God, that as every person gets their paycheck, that they're just thanking you, that they're calculating their tithe, that every single person on this earth, as they're paid, they're saying, oh, hallelujah, thank you. I have an opportunity to lift this up to the Lord and King. I thank you for it, Father God, for just a fresh revival that would sweep across this land and that the lost would come in. I see it, Father God. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, let's all stand and just lift our voice to God and just say, I agree. Oh, Father, you've heard the prayers that have been prayed in this place. You've heard the different hearts and the different anointings and the different requests. Father, we just cry out tonight. Lord, when prayer goes up, God comes down. Your telephone numbers, we said a while ago, is Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, things that you don't know. Lord, if there's anything we left out, didn't mean to leave anything out tonight, we just say praise God in the name of Jesus. Anoint our bookstore. Let people, Lord, avail themselves of the wonderful resources that we have there in the bookstore here at the church. May there be ample people that will join in and be a part of the power tower in the days to come. Father, we thank you for miracle finances coming into this house. Miracle finances coming into this house. We thank you for that. That as we go into the Christmas season, we'll not forget your kingdom, but we'll say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Bless the people that have come out tonight. Thank you for that we all go home safely and we go home rejoicing in the Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen, amen. Well, it's been so.